Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, Mick here in Farm Talk on Thursday visited with Byron Parman of the NDSU Farm Business Management Department on the rise of pasture land and cash rental prices in North Dakota, even though the increase was ever so slight.
You know, pasture land values, they've been inching upward over the last several years, and kind of one of the ways I do it, you get data noise with sort of a small sample size sometimes in some areas. And what I try to do is benchmark it year over year. And, you know, the last few years, it has been trending upwards on the pasture side in North Dakota, at least. And I would say, by and large, we're getting a little bit maybe of an inflationary increase on the pasture side of things. And, you know, remember, pasture land didn't shoot up 10 years ago the way that cropland did, not quite to the magnitude. So there was probably a little bit higher ceiling for pasture in the coming years relative to what cropland prices have done.
Yeah, and I guess it's no surprise that that's what's happening, right?
Not really. I mean, things can go one way or another depending on commodity prices, obviously, and interest rates and net incomes. But it's not shocking at all that pasture land has just kind of inched upward slowly but surely, while the others have just kind of, while cropland, on the other hand, has pretty much just moved sideways.
Yeah, the highest dollar per acre rental rates remain in eastern North Dakota, outside of the northeast corner, yes?
Yeah, that's pretty much true, but that's, again, those of us who know the state, that shouldn't be shocking either, because the stocking rate in the west is a lot more sparse than in the east. In other words, there's more forage per acre in the east, so you may pay a higher dollar per acre value, but you need fewer acres to raise a cow-calf pair. So it's better to do some of this on if a rancher is looking at rental rates and trying to do some budgeting, really paying attention to that dollars per AUM.
If a person in southeast North Dakota, where the cropland is got a high value, say you got some pasture land, I see the price per acre highest in the state is $32.51 per acre. And how do you compare that, or how do you address the land like the Cheyenne Valley National Grasslands? How do you, or is that not even part of this survey?
It's part of it. It's included in there. But again, the way you compare it is you're going to figure out the forage availability of that particular pasture or parcel, and what it can support, and then maybe benchmark it to an average to see, you know, are you paying a lot for that, or maybe you're not paying very much because you're able to stock, you know, twice as many animals, for instance, hypothetically, in an area relative to something outside of that. And so you may be paying, let's just say, 25% more, but if you can put 30% more animals on it, you're actually, in a way, getting a deal there.
Yeah, efficiency.
Exactly. And, you know, I give the example as far as pasture goes. I'm from southwest Nebraska originally, where it takes 12 or 13 acres to run a cow-calf pair, and I used to work in Mississippi where it takes 2 acres to run a cow-calf pair. And, of course, the rents and values are a lot higher in the southeast, but the stocking rate's a lot more dense, and then there's benefits to these dense stocking rates. The animals don't have to travel as far for water, easier to manage your herd, and when you're checking cows and stuff like that and checking numbers and for sickness, they're easier to reach. They don't have to get as far and walk as far, so they get some gains in that respect as well.
Again, that was Brian Parman of the NDSU Farm Business Management Department. This is Inside Agriculture.